The National Security Council is expected to meet this week to discuss the American military campaign against ISIS in Syria, and there could be major changes coming. Last week, President Trump said U.S. troops would be leaving Syria very soon. Senator Lindsey Graham responded to that on Fox News Sunday.
It'd be the single worst decision the president could make. We got ISIL on the ropes. You don't want to let them off the ropes, remove American soldiers.
Let's bring in Richard Engel. He hosts On Assignment with Richard Engel on MSNBC, and he's just returned from a reporting trip inside Syria. He's on a Skype line. Richard, welcome.
Well, it's good to be with you. Thank you.
You spoke to senior U.S. military commanders at a secret base in Kobani, Syria, and they told you they're concerned about what they're hearing from the Trump administration. Is that right?
They are concerned about the general direction of the war on ISIS, and they are concerned about what they're hearing from the White House. They are concerned about what they're not hearing from the White House. If you don't mind, can I just set the table sort of?
Please.
For 4 years, there have been a limited number of American special forces operating in Syria.
And about 2,000 of them, right, Richard?
Now there are about 2,000 of them, and it started with a group of like 50. They've been building up their footprint, but still, 2,000 is a relatively small footprint. Most of the ground fighting, actually all of the ground fighting, is done by this Kurdish-led coalition, which is called the SDF, the Syrian Democratic Forces. And it's a big force. This is not just a little militia. We're talking 60,000 people that have been mentored, trained, partnered with these now 2,000 special forces. And they have been wildly successful. They have pushed ISIS back. They have ISIS, if you remember, used to hold, or the Islamic State used to hold a state-like territory that was a big black blob on a map. And now it is just two postage-sized stamps on the same map. So the commanders will say to me, "We are almost there. We are so close we can fall into the end zone. We're on the 1-2 yard line. We're right at the end." Hmm. But here's a problem. If the U.S. pulls out prematurely without a plan in a sort of pull up the stakes and go, you don't cross that last final threshold, which is a problem. And two, these partners who we've been with are going to be left not just without a patron, but left to be potentially wiped out because they are now under attack from Turkey. So it is a very sensitive time where the U.S. can see the end zone, can smell the finish line, and if we leave prematurely, ISIS comes back, and this partner, and in some cases these American commanders have developed close personal friendships with their Kurdish partners, will be left to fend for themselves against Turkey, which is not an adversary that they are in a position to confront.
The thing about that criticism is that it's familiar. Of course, people criticized President Obama for pulling out of Iraq too quickly, creating a power vacuum for ISIS and terrorism. And you know, this is something that President
Trump,
and that's something
that analogy. I heard that analogy many times. Go back to Afghanistan. In the first few months of the war in Afghanistan, the Taliban was driven back, Al-Qaeda was driven out, and the old regime in Afghanistan that had fostered this environment, which allowed 9/11 to sort of become a reality, was overturned. In 3 months, at a very little cost to the U.S., and it was a spectacular campaign. And now it has become the longest war in American history, and U.S. policy is still debating whether we should send a few more, a few thousand less, a few thousand more. And we're still there. And the same thing happened in Iraq, where we pulled out and then we had to jump back. And now the commanders are saying, "We've seen this movie before, and it has this added level of betraying the local Kurdish partner."
But as you've pointed out, ISIS is nearly defeated in Syria. So, you know, nobody wants to be in Syria forever. And so what is the harm in the president saying that he wants to pull troops out of the country soon if the job is nearly done? I mean, there's got to be what do the commanders want the president to do?
They want people to realize that you pull out and there's a little bit left that it could come back and spread. It's a little bit like a cancer. If you just leave the last bit in the body, it's going to come back and spread. And all the hard work you've done and all the sacrifice and all the pain and suffering and chemo that you've gone through is not going to have been effective. and they feel really broken up emotionally. They don't think it's right to be abandoning their partner to the Turks at this particular moment. So they're torn up that we leave prematurely, then we don't finish the job, and we're leaving our partners out in a lurch. And unlike the war in Iraq or the war in Afghanistan, and look, I'm not an advocate here. I don't want these troops to stay a day longer than they have to. And there are some dangers. An American soldier was killed in Syria just a few days ago. But in relative speaking terms, it has been a fairly safe mission. In the 4 years that U.S. troops have been there, two Americans have been killed in combat, including one of them that was just killed a couple of days ago. Obviously, every loss is important, but when you talk about a military mission that has killed, they estimate, nearly 65,000 ISIS fighters, to have two American troops lost in combat, they would say that has been, when you look at military campaigns, one of the most successful partner campaigns, because that's what this is. It's a partner campaign in the annals of military history. Hmm.
That's Richard Engel. He's NBC News chief foreign correspondent, just back from a trip to Syria. Richard, thanks very much.
My pleasure.